right. Hi. I am Kathleen Anderson, and I am at the UNC Caroline Global Breastfeeding Institute. And I want to mention that Miriam Labach and Brian Matthews also were part of this project, but they are unable to be here today. And thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to share this information about the statewide program in North Carolina that provides breastfeeding training and resources for early care and education professionals. And I have no relationships to disclose, but I do have some learning objectives and hoping that by the end of the day you'll be able to know a little bit more about our statewide project and learn a little bit about the gaps that came to light during the course of the project. So some background, of course, we are called. In 2011, the Surgeon General, Regina Benjamin, issued a call to action to support breastfeeding. And in that call to action, she recognized the childcare community as an important part of the larger community that's needed to support breastfeeding and breastfeeding families. As you can see, we actually got our own action. In addition, of course, caring for our children recognizes the role of the facility staff in supporting breastfeeding. And the training that we'll be describing today can support the early care and education provider to be that cheerleader and that enthusiastic supporter of breastfeeding in the child care center. So what did we do? Well, it started out with this is actually a scale-up of a project that began in one county in North Carolina and piloted all the information there, and then we scaled it up across the state. And we're grateful to the W.K. Kellogg Foundation for supporting that effort. And he said what was really essential to expand was to have a strong stakeholder base. So that stakeholder base included representatives from state-level agencies and organizations who we were targeting for trainers for this project, as well as the North Carolina Division of Child Development and Early Education. And that is the agency that is responsible for licensing in North Carolina. So all materials and all the training were vetted to meet and to ensure that the facilities would receive support that aligned with licensing standards. And I will say as a side note, that is an important question that we hear at most of our trainings. Okay, if I take on this, am I still going to be licensed? And we can assure them that training is approved as well as all the materials. They do worry about some of this information not aligning. So it's based on the foundation of the program in 10 Steps to Breastfeeding Friendly Childcare, which is also based on the 10 Steps approach in healthcare around breastfeeding, and we modeled it after that. You can look if you want to get on the website that's there, breastfeeding.unc.edu, and it was also one of the handouts. You can just take a look at what 10 steps are for the project. Because this was a scale-up, we could not train through CGBI every one of the 4,000-plus child care license centers in the state. So we chose to use a model that was the training of the trainers. Those trainers included infant-toddler specialists that were part of the Infant-Toddler Enhancement Project in North Carolina, the child care health consultants through the NC Child Care Health and Safety Resource Center, SHAPE NC Hub Specialists, and that's part of the SHAPE NC initiative in North Carolina. That's in 5 Smart Start local partnerships across the state, not in one locality, but in counties across the state, as well as our WIC, Regional Breastfeeding Coordinators, from all 6 regions. They do training in child care centers, sometimes, or training outside. They bring child care providers in to participate. So most of the trainers in that list are not coming from the breastfeeding necessarily. So we provide an online training program, and that's what you're looking at here. We developed it to provide additional information to supplement the material that they would receive during the training of trainers as part of the training guide. And this was important because there was a sense of, I'm not really sure about breastfeeding. How can I be training a child care? How can I go into an early care and education facility if I'm not really sure myself about it? So that we tried to give as much background information as they would need to be able to provide the training. So the training of trainers covers all of the activities that are part of the early care and education provider training, as well as we talk about recruiting early care and education programs to participate in the training, and then they provide follow-up. It was a little tough in the beginning to have enthusiasm for the training, but North Carolina has subsequently started a designation program, and that's brought a little bit more enthusiasm and interest into the training, and we're really delighted about that. So the training itself has a number of components, and it begins with the self-assessment for those programs that use that as a model. For instance, Child Care Health Consultants' model is to have a self-assessment and action plan developed before the training, and that worked out lovely. But for some of the programs, that isn't their model, so we worked with them to be flexible to meet different program scopes of work. Some are providing technical assistance versus 2-hour trainings. In addition, the training itself is 2 hours in length. It begins with an activity that focuses attention on the participants' feelings and beliefs about breastfeeding. Breastfeeding often comes with strong opinions, and we wanted to allow some time to listen to the early care and education providers. So the signs you see agree and disagree would be posted on the walls, and participants would stand between or right under a sign that best described their feelings about a series of statements, such as, "I am comfortable handling human milk." There were no right or wrong answers in this activity. The second activity is the discussion about breastfeeding, and there are right and wrong answers. And then the third is our handouts. We call them job aid-driven activities. And we call them job aids rather than handouts or resources because that's how they're designed. They're designed to be aiding the early care and education professional in the job, in the role of helping breastfeeding families. So I want to show you, these are some of our materials. You can look at all of them on our website. But I want to give you some of the results about what we found. And we found that there was improvement in all areas based on pre-test to post-test scores in knowledge and attitudes. For instance, breastfeeding benefits, including lowered risk of SIDS and diarrhea, as well as the idea that every mother's diet, or even when a mother's diet is poor, her milk is still good for her baby. We had some resistance on that, so that was an important topic in our training. We also talked a little bit about attitudes, whether they can impact feeding decisions, and we found that in the beginning, actually about 60% said, yes, I think I could do that, and at the end, about 87% were saying, yes, I can impact feeding decisions. But what's interesting is about 10% didn't even answer the question at the beginning of the pretest. So I think that there was some hesitation about their ability to impact feeding decisions. We also looked at practices. The idea of glove safety is is a concern about the teacher's safety is a concern. So we talk a lot about wearing gloves. We talk a lot about holding solids until 6 months. No matter what's in the bottle, whether it's human milk, mother's milk, or formula waiting. We also talk about schedules, and we found that about 25% in the beginning got that question about feeding to hunger rather than to a schedule. But we talk a lot about that as a best practice in the training. So what we've discovered is that the training seems to provide that added knowledge, attitude, and practices to help breastfeeding support in the child care center. And our next steps are to make it sustainable. And we have some ideas for online trainings to continue this the work on making breastfeeding friendly child care available to all providers. We're also working on a national collaborative that supports this same effort. And I want to acknowledge all who have been helpful, and thank you very much. Oh, yeah, if there are any questions. Yes.
Hi. I was just wondering if the online training will be available to providers outside of North Carolina, or if it's just the online training
is going to be. Sure. So the online training available in just in North Carolina will be available elsewhere. It will be available all over. It'll just be on our Breastfeeding University website. We don't have it, it's in beta testing right now because we're working on trying to put that training into an online format. But yes, it'll be available. And it'll be available for free if you want just a certificate. If you would like to get CEUs or something, or you need other credits, then that would be a different cost. But right now we're looking at just simply providing it, as well as the training of trainers that will be going online. But we also do some of those trainings in the training of trainers we have done in other states, in addition to North Carolina. Yeah. Nope. Oh, yes. This was funded through the W.K. Kellogg Foundation to provide the materials and to bring the trainings to scale it up, and as well as to begin to provide sustainability. So hence that the online program is what we're looking at for sustainability. But we also hope to be able to get some of these trainings into our CCRNR, the program, so that these are now becoming part of the regular programming in North Carolina.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.